presses that, you're done.
Funeral services, this is Jared.
Hey Jared, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I spoke with you a couple weeks back, and you didn't really have the time to talk too much and said to call you back sometime in the afternoon. So I just kind of
Remind
wanted
me,
to
Olivia, what it's about, what I can help you with.
Yes, so well, we can help you. We pre-approved you for equipment financing and working capital for up to 250,000. And
Okay.
so I just wanted to see if there's anywhere this quarter, next quarter, where you might need some financing.
Yeah, right now we're doing fine.
Okay.
So, I think we're doing okay right now.
Okay, perfect. Is there like a typical time of year you evaluate your equipment or capital needs?
How is it I can be pre-approved when you don't have my finances?
We were able to pre-approve you based on your a UCC filing and your GMB credit profile.
Okay. What kind of interest rate do I have?
So it depends on what you're looking for. If you need any equipment, like I don't know, new retort machine, anything like that, then our equipment financing is like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and our rates start in the single digits. And then if you're looking for cash or capital, we do our loans basically 10 to 15% of your top line revenue is unsecured cash. What were your gross annual sales like last year?
No. I'd have to look at them. It's hard to say.
Okay. Do you have like kind of a like a rough estimate?
I would have to look.
Yeah, no, so anyways, I would just do the math for you, but I'm just you can do the math yourself. Basically 10 to 15% roughly of your gross annual sales is about how much we can get you for unsecured cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so is there anything, like I know you said you don't have any immediate needs right now, but is there anything down the line you're looking to do, like add any new equipment or do any remodeling, things like that?
Yeah, most of the time I've been able to just pay cash with it, and
Okay.
so I'm doing okay right now.
Okay. So do you find that like there's like a busiest time of year, or is it pretty steady throughout?
Pretty steady throughout because of our growth.
Oh, you guys are growing?
Yeah.
Oh, how much are you growing every year?
Oh. Let's see, probably 15-20%.
Wow, 15-20% growth per year? Wow, that's amazing. Is
Yeah.
that No, really, I talk to a lot of business owners every day, and the numbers are never that high. It's usually like, 1%, 2%, maybe 5%, but not really 15 to 20.
Yeah, that's why a lot of the working capital that I have, I just put back into the company, just roll it back in. So I usually don't need a lot of loans, or if they do, sometimes I self fund myself into that
Oh, okay.
because
And you.
interest rates aren't that great. So I just loan against myself. I pay myself the interest, and I become the bank like what you do.
Yeah, well, that's smart. I mean, our rates, they do vary. What is your credit like? Is it like, are you the only owner, the 100% owner? You're the 100% owner. Do
My credit, I believe, is over 800.
Oh, so you would definitely qualify for one of our better programs if you have over 800 credit.
Yeah, I.
Yeah, so if you don't want to like use your own personal finances to loan to the company, we could definitely help you out.
The nice thing on that is I never have to worry about foreclosing on myself.
That's true. That is a benefit. How long have you been in the industry?
37 years.
Oh, okay. And the Premier Funeral has been there for 37 years?
No, I started it 7 years ago.
Oh, 7 years ago. Wow, 7 years and you're so like relatively new for that type of growth.
Well, we're relatively new, but we're already one of the top five, top 10 in the state as far as volume, so
Wow,
we've grown
top
pretty fast.
5 to 10. What like differentiates you guys with the competition?
I kind of compare ourselves to kind of like Southwest Airlines. We're probably the least expensive.
Oh.
But we don't sacrifice any of the quality or service we provide. In fact, our service is probably better than most places. And we just look out of the box and serve people in a different way, which gives us an edge, and families see the value in it. When they can save $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 by coming through us as opposed to a traditional funeral home out there, and they feel like they've gotten better service, then who wouldn't do that?
Yeah, I mean, that's and it's expensive.
So they tell their friends, and they tell their friends, and most of our growth is word of mouth and referrals.
So do you have to do like any advertising in your industry? Is that common?
I do a little bit, but only if it's going to show an immediate return. Most people in the industry, I'm rambling, but most just do name recognition that they hope some people will remember their name, or they've been around forever. And mine's more word of mouth from people that have experienced a death or something with us in the past, obviously 7 years, and friends, and then they tell their friends. We're actually less expensive right now than we were 7 years ago because of our growth.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Usually, like, sometimes it goes opposite, right? When people get more established and they get, like, all those clients and they up their prices. So it's kind of really great that you guys are keeping your costs down for your customers.
Well, and a lot of it's because we have relatively little debt. And
Oh,
by doing
okay.
that, then we have freedom to do what we want with our prices. And then we grow, and what we make and our increase is on increased customers, families we serve, and we make our money that way by doing volume and growth.
No, that makes sense. It's a really smart way to run it. So, like, what type of marketing? I know you mentioned you do a little bit. What type do you do? Is it just like all like online? Like, I'm on your webpage right now. But is there stuff beyond that?
More and more people go to the website, but a lot of
Mm-hmm.
it, people go there to find information. So they might have heard about us, and so it becomes more of a resource site. But the people
Oh.
that refer them are usually friends, clergy, a social worker, somebody that they have already got trust in. And so by the time they get to the website, it's more gathering information
Okay.
to find out for us. Hopefully our website's nice enough that people
No, it's really nice.
it'll make a difference, but I look at it more as a resource for people to find out about us and things like that.
Oh, okay. Out of curiosity, what do you guys have more of, traditional funeral services or cremation?
We still do more tradition. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Got a call coming in.
No, but I mean, he doesn't really have any needs. More traditional. They said cremation's growing. Maybe space? I guess I'll just, when he comes back, I'll get his email. Kind of cut the convo because I don't really think he has anything, but I got a lot of good information.
Why did he say that they were growing so fast?
They're just a lot cheaper than everyone else in the area. So if you can save like 2 to 3 thousand, deaths are expensive. They really are.
So do they have like a graveyard, or do they just prepare?
Hello?
Hi. Anyways, I know you said you don't have like any immediate needs at the moment, but do you have like an email address I could just kind of give you my contact information so you have it on file? And then like if anything came up, you could contact me, and if it's okay with you, just kind of keep in touch with you a few times throughout the year, see how things are going.
Let's see, it's Jared, J-A-R-E-D, at premierfuneral.com.
At premierfuneral.com, perfect. Awesome. Well, I will definitely send you an email here. And, yeah, if anything comes up, let me know, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, well, it's been great talking to you and learning a little bit more about your business. And keep up the awesome work.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.